Before we dive into telling other people's stories on this platform, I think it's only fair that I only start with my story, because I want the audience to truly know me personally. Because this show is just not only about success, it's about the real stories behind it. I was born in 1994, 27 December, at Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto. My parents are both Mozambican. They started out in a rented room in Orlando. A year after I was born, I was taken back to Mozambique, where I spent my early childhood before coming back to South Africa for school. When I came back, my parents had already settled in a small township called Tepisong in the West Rand. And that's where I grew up. So personally, I'm more of a calm, reserved person, a bit introverted, but I do know how to step out of my shell and show up when it's time to get things done. So I'm someone who's always been curious about how things work and how people build success for themselves. And I strongly believe that there is no experience that you go through in life that is ever wasted. My journey has taken me from selling sweets at school to navigating the corporate world and running my own business and eventually finding myself back into the corporate space. But each chapter taught me something about leadership, risk taking, and the power of starting over. But beyond everything that I've just mentioned, I'm just a student of life who's still learning and still growing. I strongly believe in the power of storytelling. So this podcast is really special to me. I'm sharing my story because I want people to truly understand where I come from and who I am. I understand what it means to work hard to build a better life and try to break away from the patterns that hold you back as a person. And I know I am not the only one. There are so many people out there that can relate. Those who are trying to build and break away from the cycle of poverty. So if my story can help bring clarity or hope to someone, then it is worth every word. And this podcast already has a purpose. I want to take a moment to share a bit about the journey that brought me here. You see, from a very young age, I've always been drawn to the idea of making money, hence the selling of sweets at school. Something in me just loved the idea of creating something of my own. I believed in myself and I always had the desire to succeed, never short of business ideas. Even when I was just hanging out with friends, I would always find myself thinking about ways of how can we build something together using our different sets of skills. So I always wanted more for myself and for those around me. You know, in a group of friends, there's always that one guy that always goes on and on about building a business, and I was that guy. I've always been exposed to entrepreneurship at home. My mom, she always had a side hustle, from selling ice creams to selling fruits and vegetables to selling quarters to selling meat. Now let me explain. I grew up in the township and there's this thing called amatambo. So it's like when the butcher, they debone the meat. The bones, they still have a little bit of leftover meat and the bone marrow. So in the township, we take that and we cook that in soups and whatever. So it's hot commodity in the township. So she would sell that. She'll sell your chicken feet. So she's that woman, right? So growing up in an environment like that really planted a seed in me. And my dad, on the other hand, he started working at the age of 16. And the firm that he worked for groomed and trained him over the years to become the machine operator that he is today. So I grew up witnessing what hard work and commitment is from my parents. They were a huge inspiration to me till this day, because I can never conclude a conversation with my mom without her telling me about a business idea that she still has or something that she wants to implement. So an apple doesn't fall far from the tree, really. I believe that everyone that has achieved great success once had an effort moment. That moment where you tell yourself that I'm going for this. And my effort moment was when the owners of the company that I worked for had a huge fallout. And that fallout started bleeding into the business and my job was at risk. I knew I had to go. I didn't like the feeling of not being in control of my fate. I remember I did not want to wait and see if the company was going to close down or not. I knew I had to go. So I had to do something. And when all of this was happening, I had already taken interest into the manufacturing space. And my dad was already working in that space. So we would talk a lot about the engineering sector, the business model, the clients. And I remember asking him that if I were to start this business, would he be open to the idea of working with me? I will set up the business, bring in the clients on board. All he has to do is to handle the machining side of the business until we can start hiring. And I remember without hesitation, he agreed to the idea. And that's when the journey really began. Building a business from ground up is one of the hardest things you will ever do. And anyone that owns a business and those who've tried, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Of course, there are challenges on the way. Number one challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs face is not having enough capital to start the business. I remember I had to use my savings and a few loans to purchase the machinery that we needed and to pay for the workshop rental because we needed a place to operate. And at the time we had zero clients. And so the hard work begins. I had to start marketing the business every day. Phone calls, emails, meetings, pitching, almost every day. With the full understanding that rent is due at the end of the month. And by then, the projects that we were getting were not enough to cover the running cost of the business, not to mention my own personal bills. I had to move out of my apartment because I couldn't afford to pay rent anymore. My car was repossessed due to missing payments. Even the car that I had bought my dad was now repossessed. And now going to meetings was twice as hard. I remember at some point I had to stay at the workshop because I couldn't afford to travel home every day. I had a two-plate stove that I used to cook my meals at night. So it was business by day and home by night. Luckily, the workshop had a shower, so I stayed there. I remember I just went home once or twice a month. And just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, COVID happened. Now the business was so slow. Eventually we got evicted from the workshop and now we had to start looking for another place to operate. So that was a major setback. Through consistency, we finally started landing serious clients. And because we took our work seriously, we delivered quality and putting also an extra hour to achieve faster deliveries to clients, because that's what sold us in the market. Clients just kept coming back. Then I understood the concept of delivering to the best of your ability in business. And that goes for anything that you do in life, really. You have to give it your all. So at this point, we now had our own Bucky. The workshop was fully branded. We now had employees, even managed to get some sponsorship. You know, things were looking up. Life felt normal again. But that success was short-lived due to wrong partnerships. You know, there's a lot that I've learned throughout my journey. I can honestly go on for the whole day. But for now, I just want to share the key takeaways or the key points that really shaped me. I've learned the importance of having a business plan. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is that when you have a business plan, you kind of have a map for your business. You know the ins and outs of your business. And that helps you to have a good business proposal, right? I'll come back to this point. I've also learned the importance of having an investor. I know this is hard, but having an investor, it is very important when you want to start a business, right? Having an investor will save you from the troubles that I went through, where now your assets are being repossessed or you don't have enough capital to start the business. Having an investor brings you that peace of mind. Now you can just focus on growing the business. Tying the two points together, if you have your business plan, it's easy for you to have your business proposal. Now your business proposal puts you at a better position to get that investor because you can pitch that business, right? I've also learned the importance of establishing your roles and responsibilities if you are not running the business alone. It is very important that those two are well established because once money starts coming in, you don't want to feel like certain people in the business are not deserving of the cuts that they are getting in the business. And I'm saying these points because these are points that we overlook when we're starting the business, right? I've also learned the importance of having the right partnerships. Don't just engage in partnerships because you are desperate to get your business off the ground. It is very important to have the right partnerships. The other point that I want to share is having a legal backing. It is very important that you have that because if you're working in partnerships and you're not running the business alone, there's always complications once the business is off the ground and once the business also starts generating money, right? So it is very important to cover yourself legally. The next point that I want to share is it is important also to keep your circle small. You need a circle of trust when you're running a business. You don't worry about any backstabbing, right? I think that's very important. And this is another point that we still overlook. And then my last two final points that I want to share today is the power of consistency. I want people to understand that there is no shortcut in life. Consistency is the key. And then my final point that I want to close with, that I want to share today, is the power of risk taking. There is no growth that will come from your comfort zone. We have to learn to take risk. Calculated risk, but growth comes from us stretching ourselves, being comfortable with being uncomfortable. But above everything that I have mentioned, I've also learned that your background doesn't really define your future, but it gives you a reason to keep going. God doesn't waste anything, even the disappointments, the detours, they all for a purpose. Sometimes you are being prepared before you elevated. So never stop learning. I think of life as a moving classroom. If you stay teachable, then you stay growing. Every incredible thing that we admire today, every innovation, once started as just an idea. But on the other side of an idea is doubt. People who don't believe in your vision, sometimes you doubting yourself, or setbacks that makes you consider giving up than pressing on. Imagine if Thomas Edison had quit after his many failed attempts. We wouldn't have the very light that brightens our homes and cities today. So his resilience teaches us that failure is part of the journey, not the end of it. You see, the truth is, none of us have all the answers. We all need guidance. We grow from learning from each other, from the mistakes, the wins, and the wisdom of those who've walked the path before us. It is through their stories that we find the courage to keep going. So why am I doing this? Because I believe in the power of shared stories. I believe we can learn from those who have mastered the art of leadership, entrepreneurship, and building lasting success. Where do I begin? Becoming a father changes everything. It shifts the way you see the world, how you move through life. Suddenly, everything has a deeper meaning. You start living with more purpose. Every move, every decision feels more intentional. You're no longer just doing it for yourself. There's someone looking up to you now. Your motivation to succeed doubles. Either you're at work or you're running your own business. You just want to make your child proud. You want them to look up to you as the hero. And funny enough, when kids are still young, they really do see you that way. Like there's nothing you can't do. And every parent wishes to hold on to that feeling for as long as possible. Eventually, kids grow and they start noticing differences. What other parents can provide, what other kids have. And as a parent, that hits deep because all you really want is to give the best for your children, not only in things, but in time, love, opportunities that we pay for them. And that's all I'm really trying to do for my boy, to be someone he can look up to and pave the way for him so that he doesn't have to go through certain obstacles like I did. It's been a full circle journey. Today, I'm building again, but this time with hard and lessons and a deeper understanding of myself and the game. I am more grounded, wiser, and intentional, yet still open to learn more. My story is far from over. In many ways, it has only just begun. This show is for anyone who believes deep down they were made for more. It is for the dreamers, the doers, and those who feel stuck with a little bit spark of hope inside them. It's time we stop holding ourselves back. It's time we start believing in our ideas and chasing our dreams. Each episode is filled with honest conversations, real stories, and powerful insights from leaders who have walked the path and are still walking it. So why should you watch the show? Because it was made for you, the person who's ready to grow. So if you're just like me, ready to level up, this is where both our journey begin. I am your host, and this is Success Unscripted with Peter Manjad.